Good morning, everybody. Get up for my U.S. friends. Get up. Wake up. I sound like Ryback. No, I don't. For my international friends, if you're tuning in live, good afternoon. For some of you, good evening. I'm up here Saturday morning. Yes, I know in about, 12 hours or less, we'll have money in the bank already in the books. But some of you take part in predictions contests, not just the ones I do on Patreon and for YouTube channel members, but elsewhere as well. And sometimes you got some crazy prizes up for grabs. So enough of you asked me to come up here and do a little prediction show. So we're going to get right to it. Talk about the matches, throw around a couple of storyline ideas. Much probably will not happen. Some surprises. We could have a couple of, discussions because the talk in the last 24 hours, the last couple of pay-per-views, it heats up. Day or two before the pay-per-view, Bailey. But it's a little different this time around. This week, Bailey not only posted that she is at the Performance Center training to make her return, but she was also seen in Epcot, where I'm going in September. Maybe I'll get lucky and meet some famous people. Hey, maybe I'll get lucky and meet some of you. She was at Epcot with Sasha Banks, taking a picture with a fan. Very, very cute little picture. And here's another picture from a different day. Maybe they just changed clothes. I don't know. But someone was asking me earlier when with the pictures, what is the hat Sasha is wearing? That's the Broken Skull Sessions. That's Steve Austin's hat. But, hey, a lot of people, talking about Bailey returning. Could she return tonight? Maybe. Maybe not. What's going on with Sasha Banks? I saw Giuseppe sent in a very generous super chat bringing up Sasha Banks. We have had a very, very specific discussion about Sasha Banks for the last 6 weeks. And it's going to be really interesting if the scenario turns out the way that we have said all along. I'm not saying that, I have sources with that. I don't. No one online has sources. They don't. That's the bottom line. And let me also say this, too, and I'm not saying this to disrespect any journalists out there, but when they started name-dropping executives, office people that work within WWE, that's their way of saying, all right, a lot of you don't believe me, so now I got to add something more to it, so if it does happen, I get full credit. I need full credit. All you got to do is look up WWE personnel, what their duties are, and who does what, and you could figure out pretty much the people who usually will make the call. Keep in mind also, this was going on right around the time of the investigation. So there were a couple of switches going on in that company. But that's for tomorrow. Because tomorrow, Sunday, we're doing a special episode of the Don Tony Show. That will be July 3rd for anybody watching this days later. So if you want to check out that episode, we will talk about WWE signing Rey Mysterio's younger brother, Logan Paul. Will Logan Paul be at Money in the Bank today? No. If Miz would have been in the match, I would have said maybe. Maybe he would have caused Miz to lose, show up, a little distraction. Nah, and too soon. You save him for SummerSlam. But speaking of Miz, about half an hour before we went live, somebody sent me this article. I guess they wanted me to make fun of this website, WrestleZone. According to WrestleZone, it is strongly believed, not 100% confirmed, according to Labar's sources, that there will be a fifth competitor. That should have been the telltale sign that this article was wrong. They have confirmed through sources that The Miz will be added to tonight's WWE Championship Money in the Bank ladder match. The problem is this article's from 10 years ago. You saw all those websites, we talked about it last week, that were reporting about a law firm suing WWE because of unfair practices. And that was a lawsuit that's been settled already. And either they just didn't pay attention to the date or they intentionally deleted the date as a reason to get bait. So anyway, enough of that. Let's talk about Money in the Bank. Not too many matches, and I'll be honest with you, much of this card is very, very predictable. We'll get into the most obvious, in my opinion, first, and then we will talk about the matches that, you know, a couple of different people are the favorites. So without further ado, Money in the Bank. We have Ronda Rousey defending the SmackDown Women's Championship against Natalya. Look, it's no question, Ronda Rousey's return has not been bad, but it has been very average, not worthy of someone who has this championship. You know, we were having a watch party last night, the night before Money in the Bank, and we were just listening to her promo in the back, and he's like, well, my daughter is 9 months old, not 8 months old, and Natalya doesn't know how to count. Nobody cares if Natalya counts right. Right now, if you go on social media, the only thing that people care about with Natalya is a big bazoombas. You know, she says these things that it's not wrestling. It's not promos. She's trying to act like she's very smart and educational. We don't want to see that. We want to see a pissed off Ronda Rousey. I'm going to choke you out. I'm going to snap that neck of yours. I'm going to break your arms. You're not going to be able to do selfies with your cousin anymore. It's not that hard. Just think of something that pisses you off. You know, picture Vince McMahon trying to grab your ass. How would you feel? You know, it's not hard. And Natty, in my opinion, has been the MVP of this feud. But guess what, everybody? Yes, I have coffee. Natty was supposed to be the MVP of this feud. Natalya is in this match, not just because she is the boat, not because she is the locker room leader, not because she is extremely talented, period, but because WWE knows that Natalya will make Ronda look better. That is the design. You go back to what started all of this with Sasha taking on Ronda, Naomi taking on Bianca. The whole idea of that was to have two very strong women's wrestlers who have cred, who back it up in the ring, who not only perform great, but they tell a story. They can help lead the person that they're wrestling. This was not just, oh, Naomi and Sasha jobbing out to the champions. You know, I'm not saying this to throw shade to Sasha and Naomi, but you got to take a step back and realize that their job, if they would have taken on those opponents for Money in the Bank, their job would have been to help bring up. Back in the day, somebody helped bring up Bayley. Back in the day, somebody helped bring up Sasha Banks. That was the whole idea of it. It's not about, oh, you know, the tag titles are not being defended, all this, or not being that. You know, there's a lot more to that. And I think that's why some people in wrestling, you know, will criticize them and saying, you know, you shouldn't have walked out. There was better ways to do it. All right. I don't know. That's not my place to determine anymore. But Natalya is in this match to help make Ronda look like $1 million. The only problem is, you know, Ronda could look like $1 million, but then when she starts talking, it's like she took a couple of sleeping pills, or maybe she ate some catnip, you know, because she's just very, very, it just feels like she's not happy to be there. You know, like, it's like the opposite of Raquel Gonzalez, Raquel Rodriguez. If you could take Raquel Rodriguez's smile and put Ronda in a smile, and then you just blend it together and spit it out, we might actually have something pretty decent. So, I obviously, Ronda Rousey wins this one, but Natalia will attempt to make her look much better. And, you know, look, I think the match will actually be pretty good. But the problem is, where do you go from here with Ronda Rousey? You know, whoever wins Money in the Bank doesn't mean they're necessarily going to be taking on Ronda Rousey, and soon. Who's going to be the next hardcore opponent? Might be somebody that is not on TV yet. All right, more obvious. Talk to me. We noticed it yesterday. A lot of you noticed it yesterday. I went on the website, checked their social media. I know one of the members, I think Angelo Dawkins, might be on the bump this morning. Suddenly, the Street Profits choose the stipulation has vanished. If you tuned in to last Saturday's Don Tony show, we had some laughs about the Street Profits choosing the stipulation. You check out last Saturday's show. I said, you know, this is kind of dopey that the baby faces choose the stipulation, because number one, they're going to lose. And number two, if I'm the Street Profits, remember what I said last night? If I'm the Street Profits and I get to choose the stipulation, the Usos have to be blindfolded with their arms tied behind their back. What's the matter? That's too harsh. You know, like, you have to come up with a stipulation that makes it almost impossible for the Usos to win this match. So you give the Street Profits the stipulation. We said it last week, like, that's stupid. And now it appears that stipulation is gone. So no matter what the stipulation is, if there is one, the Usos are retaining those championships. Right now, we're in the middle of a hardcore storyline where the Bloodline is running the show. When the Bloodline starts deteriorating, it's like, I hate to use this analogy, it's like a building collapse. You know, once you start getting cracks in the foundation, it's only going to make it worse. And you'll see a couple of pieces come off here, a couple of pieces come off here, a little dissension between the Usos and Paul Heyman and Roman Reigns, and then it ultimately leads with Roman also losing. So that Bloodline will remain solid, but once those cracks start, that's it. I don't know who is going to dethrone the Usos. As I said recently, it could be a team that is not formed yet. Do I think it's Marseille? I'm going to keep calling him Marseille. If you didn't tune into SmackDown yesterday, you have no idea what I'm talking about. We will talk about it on the July 3rd edition of the Don Tony Show. Could they? Oh, not right now. Next week, they're going to show us how they look in tennis outfits. I don't know. This is looking like a bad 70s sitcom. But whoever the team is, it might not even be a team on the roster right now. It could be a makeshift team that's going to happen later on. Maybe RK-Bro reforms. I don't know. I still think that Randy has ultimately got to beat the crap out of Riddle. You know, Riddle just obsessed with Randy Orton. But here, whether they do stipulations or not, the Usos are going to retain. It's not even a question. I have no problem with the Usos having the belts this long. The problem is, it is similar to what they did with Becky, Ronda, Charlotte a couple of years ago. They sacrificed so much of the women's roster to push Becky, Ronda, Charlotte at WrestleMania. They sacrificed some of the male wrestlers and their storylines. Some of them had to come out before they could even tell their opponent, I'm going to kill you. They would have to first say, give props to Becky, Ronda, Charlotte. They put so much aside to focus on that, that they hurt their division. And you see it happening right now. When you see a lot of podcasters out there absolutely ripping apart the tag team division for the men's, even the women's as well, yeah, I agree. I mean, because after this, where do you go from here? Where do you go from here? The Viking Raiders? The vicious Vikings? We laughed our asses off yesterday on SmackDown when they actually called them, they are the vicious Viking Raiders. Usos are going to retain. It's not even a question. By the way, we will have time for some questions today, some chat, super chat. We'll save that in after we get through the matches. We're already one-third through the matches. Not going to do a long show. We'll do it for about an hour, keep it nice and tight, but I really want to get the match predictions out, and then we'll discuss a few other things. Sorry. Moving on. Moving on. Okay, another match. Obvious outcome. Bianca Belair versus Carmella. Now, a couple of weeks ago, Rhea Ripley, unfortunately, not able to participate at Money in the Bank. You know, I don't want to say publicly what everybody believes that it is. Out of respect, it's been kept private, so, you know, we keep it private too. I think the only health thing that has come out in the last few days is that her braces came off. It's not braces that kept her off. But this was supposed to be Rhea Ripley versus Bianca Belair. And guess what? I think it was a blessing in disguise. SummerSlam is going to feel so goddamn big this year. And if Rhea Ripley and Bianca Belair fight each other at SummerSlam, it's going to feel much more important than Money in the Bank. Carmella and Bianca Belair, as we showed you a couple of weeks ago, they have had several matches in the last year or two. Back in the Thunderdome days, with no live fans in attendance. In fact, the first SmackDown with live fans during COVID. The first SmackDown where fans were allowed back. One match that night. I think it was the main event. Carmella versus Bianca Belair. SmackDown Women's Championship on the line. They actually work great together. I know there's a lot of you out there that don't like Carmella, but she has actually improved quite a bit over the last year or two. And she does have good matches with Bianca Belair. Regardless, Bianca Belair retains. Does Rhea Ripley show up tonight? Lay out Bianca after the match? No idea. I expect to have some things go down tonight that will lead into SummerSlam. Because you look at this event. I mean, the Money in the Bank matches. And let's put all WWE bashing aside for a minute. Let's be honest. Over the years, Money in the Bank, most of the matches, 90% of the matches that we remember are the Money in the Bank matches themselves. You think back to when they went to Connecticut. All we remember that night for the most part is the Money in the Bank matches. You know, Daniel Bryan and who was it with him that brawled into Vince McMahon's office? Out! You know, there was so many fun moments on that. So, yeah, no Roman Reigns tonight. Yeah, no Brock Lesnar tonight. Are you literally, like, losing your shit because they're not on? Are you literally going to say, I'm not watching WWE anymore. No Brock. No Roman. It's a premium live event. If you got Peacock, you're getting it for free. It's part of your monthly subscription. You know, the fans, they sold a lot of tickets. It's going to be a fun night. Daniel Bryan and AJ Styles. That's right. Thank you, AS7607. AJ Styles, yes. But we're going to remember the Money in the Bank matches more than anything else. So this match, I'm glad that Rhea Ripley was unable to participate. So Bianca Belair and Carmella will be a good match tonight. Hopefully it doesn't feel like a Raw or a SmackDown match, but Bianca Belair will retain. Definitely retain. Okay. Theory, defending the United States Championship against Bobby Lashley. Man, I wish those titles were reversed. I wish the U.S. title was on SmackDown and the Intercontinental title was on Raw. Just seeing Gunther with the United States Championship, they really want to, like, you know, give a little bit of, you know, controversy, you know, that he is this international. I mean, some people think that there's like a Nazi influence or German. I'm like, come on. It's fucking Walter. The guy is tremendous. Yeah, I agree with a lot of you out there. To see him this physically fit, it doesn't look, it doesn't feel the same. It's strange. You look over the, you know what it's like? Just imagine if Mick Foley got in some like really, really unbelievable shape back then. You know, I like, you know, when he was 287 pounds from Truth or Consequences, New Mexico, you know, well, his tights, I'm not kidding. And I've said this before, and you'll probably laugh. And some of you, when I say it, it'll never leave your memory ever again. Over the years, when I gain weight, when I lose weight, when I was a kid and I was getting bigger, I would always compare my weight to wrestlers. Okay, I'm 273. Oh, I'm Lex Luger weight. I'm 287 pounds. I'm Cactus Jack weight. I'm 302 pounds. Hey, I'm Hulk Hogan. 365 pounds. I'm Big John Studd. That's what I used to do. I used to look at the scale like, hey, I'm Lex Luger weight. I actually weigh a pound less than Lex Luger, even though my body fat was 31%. But Gunther, you know, I personally would rather him have a couple of extra pounds. You know, it just, he's in awesome shape. I give him nothing but respect for how obsessed he has become in the gym and pretty much knocking carbs out of his diet as well. But he just doesn't look the same. But man, if that US title was on SmackDown right now and the Intercontinental Championship on Raw, I think it would have worked better for both. Now, when it comes to Theory, this is a case, doesn't happen that often, but this is a case where they're putting a title on someone to help elevate them. One of the most infamous ones that we talked about many, many, many years ago was La Resistance. La Resistance was not over with the crowd, and they gave him the tag titles as an attempt to elevate them. Now, Theory is a future star, megastar in the making. I honestly can't see how they could screw this up. Theory is the only person that's going to screw up his career or injury, but he's a star in the making. But no question, he is an annoying, and fans don't mind watching him, but he's annoying, and he gets under your skin, and they want to see Bobby Lashley beat the crap out of Theory. The problem is, in my opinion, Theory is not losing that United States Championship anytime soon. No way. So now the big question is tonight, does Bobby Lashley actually get pinned by Theory, or does Theory get disqualified? He retains his championship. Does he walk to the back? I don't think he walks to the back anymore because they have done that. And I think it would be too many times for him to do it. But one thing is for certain, Theory will walk out with that United States Championship. I'm actually going to go with Bobby Lashley winning by disqualification. I could see Theory pinning him, but the thing is, you look at wrestlers who could possibly become heavyweight champion, and Bobby Lashley is one of those that the fans really would love to see win gold once again. You know, we did this last week. Here is Brock Lesnar and Roman Reigns, and here is Seth Rollins, Bobby Lashley, Drew McIntyre, possibly Sami Zayn soon, and, you know, Cody Rhodes when he returns. There are quite a few people at this level. Lashley getting pinned by Theory, even if it's a clusterfuck, gets something sprayed in his eyes, the fans will still be like, what the hell are you doing with Bobby Lashley? Now what do you do? So I think disqualification win for Bobby Lashley allows Theory to keep his title, but at the same time, it gives you that feeling like, okay, Bobby Lashley got to win. So that's what I'm going with tonight. Now it gets a little difficult. Women's Money in the Bank ladder match. We have Becky Lynch. We have Alexa Bliss, Liv Morgan, Raquel Rodriguez, Lacey Evans, Asuka, Shotzi Blackheart. On the preview for today's show, I have, could WWE's power couple sweep the briefcases? And I'll be honest with you, I know that sounds like the most obvious way to go, but I think that's what could very well happen tonight. you look at Alexa Bliss. I like Alexa Bliss. I know a lot of you out there are fans of Alexa Bliss. I think Alexa Bliss and Liv Morgan need to be a tag team. On their own, they still lack a little bit to be all the way up here. They still lack a little bit. Not on the level of Bianca, Becky, you know, Bayley, Naomi, Sasha, whoever. They're still here. But you put them together as a tag team, and the two together enough could possibly... I the night they tagged, I said they got to keep them as a tag team. I want to see them remain as a tag team. So, yeah, for the belts. Sure, absolutely. I think Liv Morgan and Alexa Bliss will do 10 times better as a tag team than as a singles star. You know, people need to understand. And I totally respect anybody that disagrees with me, but you don't have to have five-star matches. You don't have to be the quintessential, unbelievable top wrestler of your, you know, promotion or gender to be a champion. You know, you can have people a little bit down on the food chain, but combined, they can make some magic together. I think Alexa Bliss and Liv Morgan would be best served right now as a tag team. And that tag team tournament will be going down. You know, it's just right now, you got Money in the Bank and you got SummerSlam, which is next to WrestleMania, biggest show of the year. So they're not going to waste their time having bullshit qualifying matches now. It's not controversy. It's not news. It's common sense. You just got Logan Paul. You got John Cena possibly at SummerSlam. You got Brock Lesnar back. And people are like, oh, look what they did with the women's tag titles. It's not like high on the list right now. Gunther, as we said before, will break that feudal streak of the Intercontinental Championship. He will be defending it on a premium live event / pay-per-view this year. That streak will end. We've talked about that already. But here, Alexa Bliss, Liv Morgan, out for tonight. Liv Morgan winning yesterday, as Rams fans said last night in the watch party, oh, good, now she doesn't have to win the next day. That's nothing against Liv Morgan. I used to debate Mish about Liv Morgan, and I think Liv Morgan is a lot closer to becoming a possible women's champion, but not yet. Not yet. So those two are out. Raquel Rodriguez, I just can't picture her walking around with the briefcase. Sure, she could be smiling and this and that. I don't think it's needed. Raquel Rodriguez is doing well. Plus, I don't even know who the hell she's going to feud with next. They teased Ronda Rousey and it was good, but Raquel Rodriguez has still got to get a little bit more of a footprint on TV. So I say no for Raquel Rodriguez. Shotzi Blackheart, hey, we do giveaways during the watch parties. I don't mean to sound perverted. You have to see a photo, a bunch of photos that are on their way to me that I got from WWE. It's Shotzi Blackheart autographs. And let's just say that she is facing the other way. All you see is booty. Booty. Not nude. Not nude, but booty shot. A lot of you like Shotzi Blackheart. She has been battling problems with her back. Right now it seems to be doing well. But Shotzi Blackheart is still trying to find herself. And I think Shotzi Blackheart, I know she's teamed up with people in the past. I like her more as a tag team. She has been cutting some great promos as a single star, but when she gets into matches, she ultimately gets pinned. Yesterday on SmackDown, every single person who was in our watch party said, okay, Shotzi's eating the pin. So I say out for Shotzi Blackheart. That leaves Becky Lynch, Lacey Evans, Asuka. Asuka doesn't need a briefcase. I could see Asuka teasing, showing up on SmackDown, showing up on Raw, which she's a Raw wrestler anyway, and teasing, cashing in the briefcase. Asuka doesn't need it. Asuka just fought Bianca Belair. Yes, three-way. Yes, you know, they can have one-on-one. I just don't see Asuka getting the briefcase because she doesn't need the briefcase. This narrows it down to Lacey Evans and Becky Lynch. And I still laugh at all those sites when they were advertising Lacey Evans for Raw. Then the Sasha Naomi situation happened, and they wanted to put her on SmackDown. Not only that, it is broadcast television. We're coming up to the 4th of July holiday. She is, you know, got an inspirational story. Whether you like the skits or not, you can't take away Lacey Evans's incredible inspirational story. But I still laugh at those sites and shows that said they're moving her back to SmackDown and she's going to be a major heel. And I see all these people going on these crazy rants about, you just did all these inspirational things. Now you're bringing her on as a goddamn heel. It's so goddamn stuff. Like, it was never in the cards this soon. And if she was going to turn heel, it would be simply because if she was going to challenge Ronda or she was going to challenge Bianca, by default, the fans are going to cheer one over the other. Look at yesterday when Omos eliminated, what was it, Miz? And the crowd freaking popped for Omos. They pop big for Omos. Omos is still a heel. But some wrestlers, you pair them with somebody else, and almost by default, they're a heel. So Lacey Evans, you know, is not going to go to the dark side anytime soon, and it may not even be trashing the fans. It could simply be that she's challenging someone that the fans like more. I just don't see Lacey Evans walking around with the briefcase. I don't see it. I'm going with Becky Lynch. It's storyline.
My precious.
That is her ticket to championship gold. The question is, who is it? Becky Lynch now could show up on SmackDown, a little more star power on Friday nights. If she's willing to work both shows, sure. I think Becky Lynch wins it. I think this leads to the storyline that she's been doing, Desperation. I still wish they would have done that with the 24/7 championship. We had the announced match with Dana Brooke, and they did it. They botched it so badly that Dana Brooke should have had a match with someone else, and then Becky shows up, and she's so desperate for gold that she wants the 24/7 title. They had her cut a promo. It's not about the 24/7 title. It's about being disrespected here. They should have did the opposite. So desperate. So desperate. It's like being in a desert, and you're so desperate to drink something that you look on the floor, and you see a pile of black liquid. You're like, you just suck that shit up. I don't care what it is. It's liquid. That's what they should have done with the 24/7 title. But they didn't, which tells me there's something bigger coming. So I think she wins that briefcase, and she teases cashing it in. Who knows? She might be almost, not saying, I don't mean like a junkie, like a drug junkie, but she's almost like, I need gold so bad. She might cash in that briefcase quicker than you realize. So I'm going with Becky Lynch to win it. The final match for tonight, we have, talk to me, Riddle versus Seth Rollins versus Drew McIntyre versus Omos, Sheamus, Sami Zayn, and Madcap Moss. Men's Money in the Bank ladder match. Omos, he's coming along. He's still got a long ways to go. This is to showcase the big man, you know, doing a few things. I just don't see Omos climbing the ladder and getting that briefcase. Kind of gives me the same vibe when Brody King won a battle royal yesterday and he's going to take on Moxley on Dynamite for the heavyweight championship, interim title. You know, it's just gave me that vibe like, oh, like, I don't see Omos getting that briefcase and I don't see him cashing in and being victorious. I don't see that Dolph Ziggler moment where the crowd goes, they lose their shit when the cash-in happens. So Omos, I don't believe it's going to happen. Sam, man, how could you say it's one of two of the worst Money in the Bank fields in history? You got Riddle. You got Seth. You got Drew. You got Sami Zayn. Yo, Money in the Bank matches used to be five people. So if it was five people, you'd have four to five that are top quality people. You know, who do you expect in the Money in the Bank match that wouldn't be in it? Cody, he's injured. Roman, he's champion. Brock, then everybody's like, oh, fucking Brock again. So, you know, when you say, I'm saying this with all due respect, when you look at their roster, like, who would you have put in there? AJ? Finn Balor? All right. Okay, I could see that. But still, I mean, all right. Madcap Moss, this is to mingle him with the big boys. Madcap Moss, they got to tweak his name. He's got to stop with the annoying laughing. It annoys me more than I like it. So Madcap Moss, nice showcase. He'll do a little bit. Fans, he'll be able to climb the ladder a couple of times, and the fans will get excited, but he has no shot getting that briefcase. Sheamus, I also feel, has no shot getting this briefcase. Drew McIntyre is going to fight Roman Reigns at Clash at the Castle. He doesn't need the briefcase to cash in. So that leaves Riddle, Seth Rollins, Sami Zayn. Riddle has been losing high-profile matches. I not only let myself down, I let the fans down, but most importantly, I let Randy down. That storyline is shifting to Randy Orton sooner than you realize. We got SummerSlam coming up. Shit's going down. Riddle winning the briefcase now, I would say that next year. Next year, I think Riddle will be that much more over, and they're molding Riddle right now. You know, last year, Riddle was the one who would always get pinned. Riddle was the weak link in RK-Bro last year until they started making beautiful music together. Riddle, they are molding him, and it is far from over. Riddle does not need that briefcase this year, especially with the storyline shift that's going to be happening soon. So that leaves Seth Rollins and Sami Zayn. I pitched a storyline idea a couple of weeks ago. If it happened tonight, I would be happy like a pig in shit, because I posted on social media. I think it got 3 likes. So I'm like, all right, you know, fuck you if you don't like creativity. I'm just throwing an idea out there. Sami Zayn keeps coming out there wearing a Bloodline shirt. Sami Zayn is not a member of the Bloodline. Sami Zayn thinks that he's helping the Bloodline. And my idea was Sami Zayn wins Money in the Bank, and then Paul Heyman, Usos, Roman Reigns, or Paul Heyman approaches him and says, if you want to be an official member of the Bloodline, you have to surrender that briefcase to Roman Reigns. You sacrifice that briefcase, you give it to Roman Reigns, and you are officially a member of the Bloodline. And the crowd will be telling him, don't do it, you're going to get screwed, don't do it. But Sami Zayn, because he wants to be in the Bloodline so bad, gives up the briefcase to Roman Reigns, gets a hug from Roman Reigns, acknowledgement, Roman with the dirty look on his face. Now the Bloodline has the briefcase, and they beat the living shit out of Sami Zayn. Sami Zayn is now a babyface. Yes, the briefcase gets thrown away. Like, it sucks. You know, but remember, everybody wants surprises. You want somebody to walk around with the briefcase all year long. You want to have that episode where somebody runs down the rampway and you hear the announcer, oh my God, he's going to cash in. Look, look, he's giving it to the referee. Yeah, and then he gets knocked out. People more want the surprise factor than the actual storyline itself. That's why, like I said, when you look at Dynamite, you look at AEW, you know, it's intentional. They know that instead of having somebody stand in a ringside the whole match, no, we'll just have them run down halfway through, and people be like, oh, look, somebody's running down. Ah! So that was my idea. Sami Zayn winning, giving up the briefcase, thinking he's now in the Bloodline, and they destroy him. That's one scenario. I fucking love that scenario. And I haven't used the F word on the whole show. That's how much I love it. Now, on the flip side, though, Seth Rollins. Can you picture him coming out, the way he's laughing, wearing those extravagant outfits? I'm sure there is a lime green outfit just waiting to be worn. And he's like, ha, 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 look what I got. That is a horrible Seth Rollins impersonation. But I could picture Seth Rollins just walking around with the briefcase and laughing and bragging and like, I could cash this in anytime I want. I could show up here. I could show up there. I could anytime I want. I could picture Seth Rollins walking around with that briefcase, and you'd be surprised how many people want to see Seth Rollins win it and ultimately become one of the champions again. That arrogance of Seth Rollins, the laughter, the trolling, he will look like a human briefcase. He will come out with an outfit looking like the briefcase. He'll have green and whatever the writings are, gold. I see him doing it. So now the question is it Rollins or is it Zayn? That's the question. And I'll be honest with you, I'm torn down the middle. But I'm leaning to Seth Rollins because we pitch storyline ideas on this show. You know, like I even said with Mace yesterday, I said WWE's got to double his name. He can't just be Mace. He's got to sound like one of these real housewives or real housemen of Atlanta. I am Mace, Mace. You got to say it twice. Mace, Mace. Maybe old school hip hop. Yeah, I kind of thought of Roxanne, Roxanne. I want to be your man. Roxanne, Roxanne. No, but Mace, Mace. I just picture Rollins. We come up with great storyline ideas, but unfortunately, WWE's not thinking what we're thinking. We come up with storyline ideas for AEW. They're not thinking what we're thinking. We think of a picture-perfect scenario, but you know, like just when you think they got the answers, we change the questions. So even though we think that's the perfect scenario to go this way, no, WWE's going this way. I'm going with Seth Rollins to get that briefcase. But I'm rooting for Sami Zayn. I have a feeling it could come down to Sami Zayn and Seth fighting to get that briefcase. I'm going to go with Seth. I think the WWE's power couple will have both briefcases. In AEW, their power couple, Britt Baker and Adam Cole, they have the Owen Hart titles. In WWE, they will have the briefcases. So I'm going with Seth Rollins. I want Sami Zayn to get it just for that idea. Because I could just picture him getting his ass kicked from the bloodline. But just that comedy gold with Seth just showing the briefcase and he's dancing with the briefcase and he's looking like the briefcase and they got it. So that is your Money in the Bank card. Starts tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern. Tonight, right after the event, I will be back here live giving you a recap. And then don't forget, once again, quick plug, Sunday, 8.05 p.m., I will be up here with the Don Tony Show. We got a lot of news to get into. Disney firing Joey Ryan. I got more info on that. The contract with Logan Paul and WWE and a few other things. So it's going to be a fun show. So we're at 45 minutes. Let's spend 15 minutes just toying around some other ideas. Doesn't necessarily mean that they're going to happen on the show. But before we do that, I want to just give a couple of quick super shout outs. Nero Faye, thank you very much. I don't know. I keep forgetting to look up what the name of the money is in Israel, your way. But thank you very much. And as I told you yesterday, your atom bomb figure is on its way to Israel. I expect you should have it by middle of next week. So, but much love, my friend, and very, very cool last night in the watch party. Your kid, so cute, so cute. I want my head rubbed like that. See, I'm not kidding either. Casey is raw. Thank you for the two spot, my friend. You have a great 4th of July as well. For all of you out there, I hope you have a great 4th of July. For my friends in Canada, happy Canada Day. You know, it's amazing how many years I totally forget that it's Canada Day on July 1st. You would think it only being 3 days before the 4th of July, you know, we would remember Canada Day. But I didn't forget last night, but that's only because I saw Lance Storm's tweet. So happy Canada Day. Lascelles, brunch on him. Thank you very much. I will, right? So far today, it's only been coffee. So yes, absolutely. And Giuseppe, brunch on him with a 20 spot. And a premature compliment. I think your take on Sasha Banks' situation is going to turn out 100% correct. If she comes back, any chance she teams with Bayley and Naomi goes to Raw as a single star? Man, I like that. Scott Schutz, thank you for the nuptial congrats. I like that too. Sandman is from Canada too. Not that Sandman, but happy Canada Day. I love that idea. I think, you know, we like we said before, you got Sasha and Sasha and Bayley in Florida. Bayley has been training at the Performance Center. Yesterday, WWE showed some WrestleMania package. I have not watched it yet. But all I saw last night online, the buzz was, wow, they showed Sasha Banks on the WrestleMania video. So, who knows? Who knows? But I love that idea. If Sasha Banks returns, her and Bayley as a tag team, yeah, I could see that absolutely 100%. Naomi, I liked her with Sasha as a team. The thing is this. Think back to when Sasha and Naomi walked out. Think back to when they walked out. All the focus was on Sasha Banks. Sasha release. No love for Naomi for the most part. Sasha Banks' situation is a lot different than Naomi's situation. And I personally think that if something were to work out with Sasha Banks, I don't think Naomi should be tied into that anymore. They were a great tag team while it lasted, but even if both were to return to TV, if there's another fallout somewhere, I think Naomi and Sasha have to be totally different paths, because I don't see, you know, like Sasha has her career financially and outside projects mapped out for her a hell of a lot more than Naomi does. And I personally think that if there were returns, I think Sasha Banks and Bayley would be ideal. It adds immediate legitimacy back into the women's tag team division. It separates the controversy that happened with her and Naomi. And I like the idea of Naomi. David says, Naomi with the bloodline. I don't have any problems with that. The only thing is, and this is this situation all along, like, if you're going to have the bloodline feud with Judgment Day, okay, then I could see that. Because then you could see Rhea feuding with Naomi. The problem is the bloodline doesn't seem to feud with other factions. So Naomi being in the bloodline, I don't know. I don't know how that would play out. I mean, it's cool, but is she going to have gold? Like, is she going to be the only person without gold? I mean, the whole idea right now with the bloodline is that they have all the gold. So I like the bloodline idea, if it was a year ago. If it was a year ago, I think it would have worked beautifully. And who knows what would have happened with Naomi with gold right now. I mean, Ronda could have ended up with the title anyway. But still, I really think if Sasha Banks were to return, and again, not trying to disrespect any shows or journalists out there, but not one of them know what is going on with Sasha Banks. One person makes a claim, everybody runs with it. No, they don't verify it. They don't get the answers. They just run with what someone else says. And again, if you do your research, you can find out who in WWE is responsible for processing terminations, for doing this, for doing that, for doing this. I saw some woman's name get thrown out last week, and then I saw, you know, the talking from the other side of the mouth. Oh, this person will let Sasha go. Well, ultimately, it's Vince that lets her already go. You know, that person is just doing what they're told. So you do research and you look at the employment and you see who's the head of certain departments. You can say, oh, she's the one that processes the releases. That's how the sausage is made. That sausage right there, you know. But Sasha Banks, you know, if she returns, what are people going to say? Oh, she was let go before she was brought back? You know, that's why hashtag, I don't want to be first, I want to be right. Let it play out. I'm holding out hope that Sasha Banks stays with WWE. And who knows? Who knows? WWE hasn't said anything. Sasha Banks hasn't said anything. That friend, that guy that was telling everybody every little thing that was going on, he hasn't said anything. So let's see, let it play out. One thing is for certain, we got SummerSlam coming up. And if she's going to return, if, not saying it's going to happen, tonight it's about prediction, storyline, swerves, surprises. That's why we're talking about this. If Sasha was going to return, it's got to be at SummerSlam. The way they are building SummerSlam, now you got McAfee back in the ring. You could have Logan Paul going up against The Miz. You could have Brock and Roman, last man standing. You're going to have some other huge matches. Cena may be back. Sasha Banks, if she were to return, you got to do it at SummerSlam. If she is not back in time for SummerSlam, then I think she's done. But you want to draw as SummerSlam is the second biggest WWE event outside of Saudi Arabia and WrestleMania. So maybe it's the third. But if anything's going to go down, it's got to go down for SummerSlam. So, all right. Anybody in the chat, if you have any questions related to Money in the Bank, something direct, you know, indirectly with it, post your question. Just write Q or the word question before it so I could spot it quicker. And we'll do that for about 6 or 7 minutes. We'll get out of here at an hour. And then tonight, again, we'll be back. We'll see how we did with predictions. And then tomorrow, D'Antoni show. So, and then Monday, the hits keep on coming. I hope everybody enjoys their fourth. Who celebrated. So I'll talk about Maximum Male Models tomorrow. I enjoyed it. I have a couple of tweak ideas, but I enjoyed it overall. Rams fan is asking, if Seth wins, do I see him winning the belt and it leading to a Cody rematch with the belt on the line? No. Because Cody's already beaten Seth three times. Cody beating Seth for a fourth time, even I would complain at that. That's why I personally think there should have been some bullshit finish in there somewhere. The WrestleMania match, okay. I could see Cody winning. The second match, okay. Maybe there's sort of, there's one of those three should have been a Cody loss, even if it was under bullshit circumstances. To have him lose a fourth time in a row, I don't want to see that. So I could see Seth winning. Wouldn't that be something if Cody would have won the win and then Seth cashes in the briefcase, takes it right away from Cody? It's not going to happen. But so, no, I don't want to see four times in a row. Do I see Cena appearing to start the promotion for the match between him and Theory? It is possible. I personally think that Theory could just cut a promo on Raw this week or next week and just issue the challenge for Cena. I don't see Cena showing up tonight. It would have definitely been advertised if that was the case. But near, I could see it. You know, I always thought that they would hold off till WrestleMania, because do you really need Cena versus Theory on this SummerSlam? It's pretty freaking loaded already. But if they want to do that now, I'm all for it. Sizzle, will one of the Money in the Bank matches open the show? If so, which one? Will it open the show? It could, I would say the women's side, I would say the women's side, especially if Becky wins the briefcase, maybe she comes out and teases to cash in on Ronda or Bianca later on. I'm not saying that she will, but I could see the women's Money in the Bank match open. Not saying it will, but if it does, I could see that with the idea that Becky could tease cashing in later on. Mighty Mighty knows that Money in the Bank wasn't invented back in the day, but if it was in the 80s, who do I think would be in it? See, the problem is they didn't really utilize ladders all that much back then. And it would be very, very late. Like, you would not see people, like, getting tipped off the ladders, going through tables outside the ring. It would be a much smaller card, probably just always four or five people. And it would be a much quicker match. And you would probably just see people constantly trying to run up the ladder. You know, I don't think Money in the Bank would have been great in the 80s at all. I mean, you could use any high flyers. You could use anybody that was physically fit. You wouldn't have Andre on the ladder. You know, you wouldn't have the big Oompa Loompas on the ladder. But I would not want to have seen Money in the Bank in the 80s. I think it would have sucked, for real. I mean, when we looked at the first ladder match, you know, that was Bret and Shawn. That was not Shawn and Razor. And that match actually was decent, but they used the ladder more as a weapon than anything else. And that's still very, very mundane compared to today's standards. So, yeah. We don't know how those ladders were. You know what's weird? I expect that WWE would have used wooden ladders. Don't ask me why, but I expect they would have used like a ugly wooden ladder. And I don't know. It would not have been good. And I've been watching wrestling for, 43 years? Think about it. 43 years I've been watching wrestling. It would have sucked. Yeah, Big John Studd climbing a ladder. That would have been funny. I always wanted to see Zach Gowen climb the ladder. Seriously. Nothing against him, but like I always said, you wrestle Zach Gowen, you hook the good leg. Because the other leg, he can't kick out. That's it. Game over. Dead serious. You know, someone said it back then and said, just hook the good leg. That's it. Zach Gowen will never lose. Never win. Do I see Omos going through a ladder? Yeah, I do. I don't see him going. He could go through a table, but I don't see Omos standing at the top of the ladder and somebody teetering it over a top rope. That is just too much. He's too big. It's too dangerous. Like, I could see him, you know, getting dropped onto ladders, but I don't see, if that spot happens, it might even be like Sammy Guevara hold your breath territory. So, is Bianca Belair the most snake-bitten champ because opponents get hit with the injury bug? No, not at all. I mean, like I said, Rhea Ripley not wrestling a Money in a Bank was a blessing in disguise. It'll give Bianca a more meaningful, high-profile match at Money in a Bank. At SummerSlam. So, no, it's not snake-bitten. Bianca's doing fine. You know, I know people are disappointed about having this feud with Carmella, but you go back and you look at the matches were pretty good. So, yeah, Zach Gowen, yeah, his shoulders could be up, but if you hook the leg and you fall backwards a little bit with all that weight, guy's, 95 pounds wet? I don't think he would be able to get his shoulders up. Will Owens screw Ezekiel? Ezekiel's not even on the card. He's not on the card. So I would say no, not for Money in the Bank. You know, that feud's coming to an end. You know, Ezekiel will go this way and Kevin Owens will go this way. But that's going to come back to him. My favorite cash-in of all time, Michael Gonzalez. Oh, boy. I tell you, I like the Dolph Ziggler one. That one was pretty cool. The night where all members of the Shield had the championship, that was a cool night as well. I don't know. The Dolph Ziggler one was so unexpected. And I liked Dolph. I still like Dolph. But the way that crowd popped, it wasn't just them popping for the surprise. It was, wow, that's pretty cool that they're taking it in with him. I still remember he's like flexing his biceps. Just that was pretty awesome. Seth Rollins and Edge's cash-ins were great. No doubt about it. But I don't know. Just for some reason, the Dolph one was, it was cool. The whole vibe, the whole atmosphere, you know, I don't know. That one is up on my list. I would probably have to rewatch a few of the other cash-ins, you know, to let it soak in a little bit. But the Ziggler one, like if I was to think of like the first one I would want to rewatch, it'd probably be Ziggler's. RVD's was good as well. We really never had a bad cash-in. I mean, usually the cash-ins were pretty good. I mean, the outcomes were not always what we wanted. Full Monty, when I'm predicting our first, when are we getting our first Naomi sighting? It's happening soon. You know, she went public this week saying how upset she was that she couldn't be at Raw for the John Cena celebration. I think her return is right around the corner. Will she show up at Money in the Bank tonight? I doubt it, but it would be a nice, fun surprise if it happened. She'll be back soon. She will. Backyard Growing. Tuning in from South Africa. Freaking awesome, man. Much love. We have some love for Kane's cash-in. I know a lot of you are not kind of fond of Glenn Jacobs right now for obvious reasons, but we're just talking wrestling right now, so. Who would be the next breakout star? Believe it or not, I think Raquel Rodriguez right now. I will talk about Maximum Male Models tomorrow and realistically, how far do I think that could go? You know, it's the thing is that there aren't anybody out there that I think a year from now it's going to be a totally different story. I think Alexa Bliss and Liv Morgan are really going to take it to the next level being a tag team. When all the focus is not on just one-on-one matches, and they could tag out, do a few things, and learn some double take. I'm telling you, that tag team is going to be a lot better than people think. A lot better than people think. Well, we actually went a little over an hour, so let's stay like 9 more minutes. We'll go 75 minutes tonight instead of 60. So I wanted to make this episode not one that once Money in the Bank is over, nobody's going to want to tune in, because we wanted to talk about storylines and swerves and surprises. And then, you know, it'll be fun for some of you to go back and watch this and then say, let's see how much we actually got right and how much of it we were way off. So, okay. Well, that's NXT stuff. I didn't want to talk about NXT stuff tonight, but I could see Nikita Lyons dethroning Mandy. Sure. We did predictions for Great American Bash, and I am predicting a title change. Go like this. You can go check out the predictions. Do I like that Drew and Sheamus are at it again? It's not overkill. We're not getting full-blown feuds again. You know, that's done with. But I like that they kind of like teamed a little bit, then they brawled a little bit. You know, they obviously have to separate it because Sheamus is still with Pete Dunne, Butch, and Holland. So that's still, you know, a click. But it's not too overkill. Money in the Bank, Anthony, has not run its course as a concept. You watch that person tease cashing in the briefcase. Just look at the crowd and you realize it has not run its concept. But like I said, if the Sami Zayn scenario happens, there's nothing wrong with not having the briefcase visible for a year. You know, that original, you know, idea, was it Alexa Bliss? No, it was Carmella. Carmella. She broke the, I remember that. She broke the record of the longest having the briefcase. That is one of the most stupidest records that I have ever seen in wrestling. That because she didn't cash it in, that's a record? To me, that's like a virgin. I set the record of not giving it up. Like, that's your choice. That's not like accomplishing anything. You know, I mean, good for you, but Carmella not cashing in, that's a record. So the briefcase doesn't always have to be a storyline continuing, but you see people teasing the cash and you realize it's not outdated yet. Will all Maximum Male models start with an M? I think ultimately no. I think it is right now because Maximum Male Models, Max, Massé, and Monsoir. I'll tell you one thing. WWE's making a mistake about putting all this special punctuation underneath the names. Nobody wants to do that. People just want to write M-A-C-E, not M-A, what the fuck is this under the letter C, and what's this dot and this... That's going to fizzle out quickly. Yeah, Navon, that's true. There are a lot of people online that have probably broken the record, the virgin territory. But, we're not throwing hate, so please... We're not insinuating anybody. All is good, everyone. I promise you all is good. You know, I hope everybody's having a great weekend, a great time, you know. All right, let's bring this home. One last question. Don't forget, tomorrow we got the Don Tony Show. Half of it's going to be the sit down. So we'll have plenty of time to answer questions tomorrow. Plus, Money in the Bank would have already happened. So tomorrow you're going to have a boatload of questions following Money in the Bank. Somebody asked me, what am I having for lunch today? I'll probably hit the diner. Well, actually, my fiance, she's getting a fitting for her wedding dress today, so I won't see it till about 4 or 5. That's cutting it close with Money in the Bank. I'll probably hit the diner and just have like a Cobb salad or maybe like a bunless burger. You know, I'm still on keto, but I'm coming close to coming off it. I want to lose 5 more pounds. So, you know, I got to get into wedding shape. It's only 2 months from now I'm getting married, so. Better concept, Money in the Bank or King in the Ring? This is a great question to finish with. I used to love King in the Ring. I used to love to see someone having to go through numerous people to get to the promised land. Then they have the coronation, the crown, and they feel like they really accomplished something big. Mabel was an exception to the rule, but I used to love King of the Ring. It is now, that luster is gone, because especially when they do the tournaments now, you always get some bullshit finishes, double disqualification, double count out. You'll see like some really dumb finishes because they don't have the wrestlers really working extremely hard. There are some exceptions to the rule, no question. But King of the Ring, even when they did bring it back for that one time and they did Queen of the Ring too, it didn't feel the same. So right now, I go with Money in the Bank. I do like that some people failed cashing in the briefcase in recent years. Because one thing that started getting very old was that everybody that cashed in won. You know, sometimes you got to disappoint. You can't win every single time. I still like Money in the Bank. And I would not mind Sami Zayn immediately giving it up and the briefcase is over with this year. But I also wouldn't mind Seth Rollins coming out dressed like the briefcase, with that lime green and gold and just dancing and laughing and taunting it up. So I got to go with Money in the Bank. But everyone, it's been real. Much love. I thank you as always for the support. On your way out, if you enjoyed tonight's show, hit that thumbs up. If you're not a subscriber yet, we're at 30,200. Much love. And If you ever want to consider becoming a channel member, go click join and see what that's all about. And if you are a channel member, don't forget, we got the predictions contest today. You got until 3 p.m. to put in your entries for Money in a Bank. Somebody's going to win a 50 spot. And same thing with Patreon. Get your predictions in by 3 o'clock. Somebody there is going to win a 50 spot as well. So me, I am going to jet out of here. I hope you all have a great afternoon. Enjoy Money in the Bank. And if you're around tonight after Money in the Bank, join me here. We'll recap it. Should be a pretty easy show to recap. And we'll see if any crazy scenarios come out of the show. And I kind of like this Saturday morning. What do you all think? Send me some feedback. No bullshit. Not just doing that to get stats. Post a comment if you enjoyed Saturday morning. Maybe this is something we can do in the future. You know, maybe we could do something for a Saturday morning instead of doing Saturday night and Sunday night. I actually did not mind getting up a little bit earlier today. So, all right. I hear people mowing the lawn. The lighting seems a little different because we got sunlight coming in. But I'm going to jet out of here. You all enjoy the rest of your afternoon. And I'll see you shortly. Be well, everybody.
As far back as I can remember, I always wanted to be a podcaster. For me to live any other way was nuts. To me, those goody-good people who work shitty jobs for bum paychecks and took the subway to work every day and worried about their bills were dead. I mean, they were suckers. They had no balls. If I wanted something, I just took it. I ran everything. I paid the bills. I paid the hosts. I even paid the masked maniac. Everybody had their hands out. Everything was for the taking. We always called each other good fellas. You would always hear from somebody. You're gonna like Don Tony. He's all right. He's a good fella. He's one of us. But if you're part of my crew, nobody ever tells you they're gonna get rid of you. It doesn't happen that way. There weren't any arguments or curses like in the movies. See, your haters come with smiles. They come as your friends, the people who've claimed they care the most for your life. And now that's all over. And that's the best part. Today everything is different. There's lots of action. I don't have to wait around for everything like everyone else. Oh, I didn't get the vaccine? Fuck you, vaccine me. Oh, your delivery guy has COVID? Fuck you, feed me. Right after I moved here, I ordered egg noodles and ketchup, and I got spaghetti with meat sauce. I'm no longer an average nobody, while they get to live the rest of their lives like a bunch of schnooks.